Good morning. Love you all with the love of Christ. Thank you so much for being here this morning. It's an honor and privilege to be able to gather together. Know who Jesus is, partake of the emblems that remind us of his walk on this earth and his opening up the kingdom of heaven for us. His example that he is the bread of life. Title of our lesson this morning is, Lord, give us this bread always. I don't know about you, but how many of you guys like pumpernickel bread? Pumpernickel? I don't know if I ever ate pumpernickel. Okay. Rye bread? Raisin, cinnamon raisin bread? Homemade bread? Wheat bread? How many of us had homemade bread this last? See, my wife made homemade bread. That's one of the special things, you know. Whether it's pull apart bread, as she calls it, or whether it's in a loaf, big loaf, it's rise the whole bunch, or I'm getting to where I like a medium sized little one, so when I have sandwiches afterwards, I don't have to put so much on it, and I'm eating the right portion for me. But we have millions of different kinds of breads, it seems like. And then if you go, you know, next weekend, Kelly and I will be traveling to New York City, and I'm assuming I'm going to eat some breads there maybe I've never had before, you know. There's all kinds of bread. You can go to the, you know, a restaurant now, and you can order different breads. Just something as simple. What, Subway's got like, what, 7, 8 different kinds of bread now? Why? Because we all want our own bread. But folks, when it comes to spiritual bread, there's only one, and that's Jesus. And this was said by these people. Look at that. I pulled that off the internet. Old spud-eating swamp Yankee that I am, I could use a little technology. I was, once again, as I referenced last week, the Gospel of John. And I was watching again as I was getting ready for my lesson. And reminded me of how Jesus acted and how Jesus talked and how Jesus was the bread of heaven that came down for us and the bread of life. This is one of the photos in that movie. This is a photo in the movie, from the movie, where they're all sitting down as he feeds the 5,000. And that part of the scripture comes before of the scripture that we had as our lesson text this morning. Can you imagine sitting down with 5,000 with only 7 loaves of bread and a couple fish? Can you imagine that? Let me just ask you this morning, if I was going to say, you know what, I'm done here in about 2 minutes, and I'm ordering pizza for everybody. Some of you would say, I don't want that pizza. Some of you say, that's good. Some of you say, where's the pizza coming from? Some of you say, well, who's going to have to pay for that pizza? What kind of bread? Are we going to have thin crust or thick crust or cheesy crust? We always keep asking questions. These people said, give us that bread. They didn't recognize what Jesus was talking about because he had fed them. And Jesus had hidden from them and the disciples. And the disciples decided, you know what? We're just going to take off and go across the lake. Why? And as I read this passage, this chapter, I thought, why did the disciples leave Jesus? Why ever did the disciples leave Jesus? He had just performed one of the biggest miracles up to date, other than changing water to wine, that we're on record. We look at chronological miracles. Feeding 5,000 with multiples left over. You know the neat thing? Something else. When Jesus fed all those folks, bread of earth, not bread of heaven, you know what else he did? He said, pick up all the leftovers and don't waste them. Folks, I think there's a lesson for us. Not to be wasteful. To be thankful for the blessings God has given us. Not to take for granted These people took Jesus for granted because you know what? He filled us yesterday. We're hungry. Where are we going to eat tomorrow? We're following Jesus. They follow him all the way across the lake and all the way around the lake to find him again. And then Jesus tells them, and they said, Lord, give us this bread always. What kind of bread did you come this morning looking for? Lord, give us this bread always. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. And this is the will of him who sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have everlasting life. Now, how many of us were hungry before we ate Thanksgiving dinner? Anybody? Nobody? Adam wasn't. He was still filled from breakfast that I made. We had a big breakfast, okay? We had a Thanksgiving breakfast because of commitments to other groups in the families. That happens sometimes. And Adam says, I'm glad I'm eating this breakfast. I took special note of this. He said, I'm glad I'm eating a big breakfast because it's going to stretch my stomach so I can eat more Thanksgiving dinner when it comes around. Jesus says, he who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. And Jesus is talking about the Spirit, being filled with goodness and righteousness and truth, being filled and understanding that we have everlasting life, far beyond just a meal. I'll give you an example. My wife, Kelly, made a Thanksgiving dinner for me and Lucas and her, and we ate it, and I got up, went outside, and started working, and she got around, got ready, and drove up to Michigan to spend time with family. And she's been there since, and she's probably had to eat a couple more times Thanksgiving dinners. But the purpose was to be with people and to be with family. It wasn't just to share a common meal together. Same way with us, folks. People back then had it all wrong. They got together just to eat. And that's a good thing. But you miss the point. You get together to be together, to encourage one another, to enjoy life together. I've been the lone soldier in my house for a couple, 3 or 4 days. Now I got my dog, okay? But let me let you folks know, a dog is not a human being. Jesus didn't have a dog, okay? That we know of. He wants us to interact with human beings. He wants us to seek and save that which is lost, which are human beings. And our pets can't take the place of family and of people. And of grandkids. And of neighbors. Jesus is the bread of life. Folks, as we come into this holiday season, each lesson, except for next week, I think Brother Tony's preaching because I'm going to be in New York, we're going to be looking at Jesus. 'Tis the season for Jesus. Well, every day is a good day for Jesus. We're going to look at Jesus and the rest of the lessons through the rest of the year. And this morning, Lord, give us this bread always. Give me Jesus always. Help me make the right decisions always. Continuing with John 41, it is written, the Jews then complained about him because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. And they said, is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he says, I have come down from heaven? Jesus therefore answered and said to them, do not murmur among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him. And I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be taught by God. Therefore everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except he who is from God. He has seen the Father. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me has everlasting life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the man in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, for which I shall give for the life of the world. You know, I think it's unique that Jesus made a miracle by feeding folks with bread and by fish. I'm going back to physical again. We think about it. Carbs and protein, right? Carbs and protein. Everybody's watching what they're eating and how much they're eating. But Jesus says, I am the bread which came down from heaven. And the Jews complained about him. You know what? I don't want to go to worship on the first day of the week. I don't want to go to a place that just sings with their voices. I don't want to go to a place where they make me do this. I don't want to go. I don't want to. What is that? Same thing they're doing here. Complain about Jesus. I don't want to follow Jesus today. I want to do my own thing. I don't want to give of my means today. I want to spend my money where I want to. I don't want to be taught by God today. I want to learn from somebody else. I'm going to read a book by this guy and that guy and this lady. Instead of reading the words of Jesus. How important is the bread of life in your life, in our lives? Because guess what? We're going to follow up here in a minute. The bread of life is the words of Jesus, the Spirit of God, His Word, His will, which came down from heaven through Jesus. And they shall all be taught by God. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me has everlasting life. I am the bread of life. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. Folks, how many of did everybody have turkey or ham, or who had both? That just reminds me, I didn't have any ham for Thanksgiving. I just had turkey. What's that tell you about me? Nothing. Okay? This means I got turkey, okay? So where'd you get that? Let me ask you. Who got your turkey from Kroger? Nobody? Uh-oh. Nobody's a cost cutter in here. Walmart? Aldi's? Gordon Foods? Local butcher out in the backyard. All different places, right? Did everybody get the same? How many of you got a 12-pound turkey? 15. How many just got a turkey breast? How many just got turkey legs? You see what I'm saying? We live in a world with so many choices. We're so blessed. And when Jesus comes to us and said, I am the bread of life, I am the way to truth, I'm the only way, we have a hard time with it because we're used to so many choices. I'm going to read a book, somebody else. I need to be inspired by somebody else instead of Jesus. How do you think Jesus feels about that, folks? You want to be inspired about something, go to the bread of heaven, the bread of life, go to the Bible. You will be inspired if you are a child of God.
And I thank you folks for allowing me to preach because it makes me go to the bread of heaven. It makes me open his book. It makes me go to him for help. Because I struggle with doing everything my way. I want to do things my way. I'll give you an example. I set a project plan out in my job. I make a schedule. Here's what we're going to do. Here's the dates we're going to make. Guess what happens? It rains. This doesn't show up on time. This person forgets to do this. This person does this wrong, has to be redone again, so that takes more time. I can go on and on and on and on and on again. Now, do I throw my hands up in the air and say, you know what, I'm just not going to build nothing no more. I just go home. And what happens? I don't get no check from the boss, and the boss calls me and says, hey, you're fired. When it comes to the spiritual side of life, folks, brothers and sisters in Christ, the same effort and not giving up that we give at our jobs and in our relationships should be in our faith. I'm not going to give up, Jesus. I need to make a plan, and that plan doesn't always work out right. I make mistakes. The plan doesn't always go the way I want to go. But I'm going to keep making the plan and revisiting the plan and redoing that schedule and keeping walking by faith. I'm not going to throw my hands up in the air and say, well, I just hope it works itself out. What if Jesus did that when he was getting ready to go on the cross? God, I've had enough. Pull me back home. I've had enough. I'm going to give up. I'm not going to try anymore. I'm not going to care anymore. I'm not going to fulfill all righteousness. I'm not going to be the bread that came down from heaven. He did not do that, folks. He led us by example to say, I am the bread of life. I gave you an example how to follow it, me, how to please God Almighty who created us. The Jews therefore quarreled among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Then Jesus said to them, most assuredly I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is in food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers ate manna and are dead. He who eats this bread will live forever. These things he said in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. One of the most scariest things I think could happen in my life is for Jesus to meet him face to face and he says, you have no life in you. And folks, if you in your life right now feel like you have no life in you, I plead that you reach out to Jesus. Because he is the bread. Now, you think about the same thing the Jews are thinking to themselves. Oh, you know, how can we butcher you up and share you with everybody? Well, you got to look past that, folks. Some of it's just common sense. Jesus was talking about spiritual things. The same way that we partake of these emblems that represent his life here on earth, his body, his blood that opened up the kingdom of heaven and cleanses us from all sins. How important is that to you? Are you thankful for forgiveness? Are you thankful for the example of Jesus as he walked on this earth and left these words for us? Well, you know, what little bit I know about God's word, I'd be a mess without it. I really would. Just ask Adam. He knows the times when I'm a mess. Just kidding you, brother, but you know what I'm talking about. Let's be honest with each other. The world is a mess without Jesus, the living bread. And if you're not eating and drinking of Jesus, how in the world are you going to tell people how good he is? How can I tell you, Monique, Pepe's? Okay, because I got her nickname for it. I don't pronounce it right. But if I told you how great that place is, and I've never even eaten it, Guess what? Would I do that? No. No. Sounds crazy. This doesn't work that way. It's the same way with Jesus. You're not going to tell somebody about Jesus unless you're abiding in him. Unless you're buying in. You're believing in him. You're following him. You're walking by faith. Examine yourselves to be whether you're in the faith or not. Examine yourselves to see if you have no life in you. And I say you do have life in you because you're here this morning, and I appreciate that. It's another reason why I love you. But you know, we look, folks, last, you know, the Jews complained about him. The Jews quarreled. So here's the religious establishment having issues with Jesus. Same thing today, folks. We don't want to follow Jesus. We want to do our own thing. We want to accept sin in the church. We want to accept this. We want to be loving. Guess what? That's not loving. Accepting sin is not loving. Ask God. From the history, beginning of the world, sin is ugly. Sin does not partake in love, folks. They don't mix. God is love. They don't mix. Jesus is the bread of life that came down from heaven to explain to us what true love is. And to say no to sin. To say no to sin. But the religious people quarreled among themselves. The last passage, they complained about Jesus. Same thing people do today. Are you really sure that that's what you got to do? Are you sure that's loving? Yes, I'm sure it's loving to say you're going to live in damnation. You're not going to heaven. It's loving when you say you got to follow Jesus to go to heaven. That's loving. That's the God of love. That's the Creator. Not the world that says everybody's going to heaven. You're just going to go in a different way. Folks, that's not what God's Word says. That's not what Jesus came down here to share with us. He came down here to plead with us to follow Him. And continue on in John, it is written, therefore, many of his disciples, when they heard this, said, it is a hard saying. Who can understand it? Then Jesus knew in himself that his disciples complained about this. He said to them, does this offend you? What then if you should see the Son of Man ascending where he was before? It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life. But there are some of you here who do not believe. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were who did not believe, and who would betray him. And he said, therefore I have said to you that no one can come to me unless it has been granted to him by my Father. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. Then Jesus said to the 12, do you also want to go away? But Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Also, we have come to believe and know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. For it is the Spirit who gives life, and the flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life. Yeah, I would go back a couple of slides, but I'm not going to do that. All those people gathered and sitting in that side in that grass, folks. 5,000 men, okay, plus or minus women and children, young people. Follow Jesus because he gave them something to eat. And then he starts teaching in the synagogues, here is the real bread of heaven. Here's what you really need to be doing in your life. here's the choices you have to make. And they murmured, and they argued among themselves, and they complained. And then the disciples, the closest people to Jesus, Jesus says, you want to go away also. Folks, that's going to happen in our lives. The closest people that we love that are supposed to be following Jesus will say things that aren't right. We'll make bad decisions. And we need to be attached and following more to Jesus than we are to each other. Because I want to be an example to Sister Catherine at all times. Sister Barb. See, I'm instead of using the guys as today, you know? It is our choice to follow Jesus and to make Him the bread of life in our lives. After we had ate breakfast and before I'd ate Thanksgiving, I went and got a mini excavator from the job site to borrow for a little bit. Do a little bit of work around the house. Well, I have this 4-day weekend. I work Friday too, but I got there and there's a whole crew of Hispanic workers working on the church that we're remodeling or putting an addition on in Lebanon. And I thought to myself, you know? So I asked them to be safe, asked them what they were doing and what their plan was. And I asked them, are you guys eating turkey today? And they all said, yeah, we're eating turkey today. It's just later, we're just still working. And I use that as an example for us this morning. Folks, to keep working. Jesus is the bread of heaven that came down on our lives. No matter what the world does with the holidays and prescribes certain people and certain things and tells us what love really is, we need to go to Jesus and the Holy Word and God to find out what the true bread of heaven is. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Also, we have come to believe and to know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Lord, give us this bread always. And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. I am the bread which came down from heaven. Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me has everlasting life. I am the bread of life. Most assuredly I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. He who eats this bread will live forever. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Also, we have come to believe and know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. We offer an invitation this morning. If you are just becoming to a knowledge that Jesus is the bread of life and the Son of God, that's great. We offer an opportunity to have your sins washed away by being baptized into Christ. We also invite you to make that continual decision to follow Jesus and make Him the Lord of your life as you walk each and every day as we stand and sing selected hymn this morning.